Good evening. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. The weather across Israel is calm tonight. Tel Aviv enjoys a pleasant evening, while Jerusalem feels a bit cooler. Down south in Eilat, it's warm, perfect for a late-night stroll. Here are today's headlines. First, IDF soldier Lim Ben Hamo was killed by a Hezbollah explosive drone in southern Lebanon. Another soldier was moderately wounded. This comes from Ynet in earlier reporting. Also, the IDF has released the name of the soldier killed in Lebanon. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu expressed condolences on X. This update comes from JNS earlier today. Also this hour, UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer states that Iran wants to harm Jews and has increased the threat level to high likelihood of attack. This follows a stabbing incident in Golders Green, reported by Israel Hayom. Separately, the US is considering deploying a hypersonic missile to the Middle East as a measure against Iran. This report is from I-24 News earlier today. And finally, life for Iran's Jews is marked by fear and surveillance amid the ongoing conflict. A report from Forward highlights the challenges faced by those with family in Iran. Here's what people are saying online. Middle East_24 reported just minutes ago that President Trump has wished Iraq's prime minister designate success in forming a new government amidst political challenges. In a post from earlier, Israel Hayom Eng shared insights into the journey of one of Trump's most influential diplomats. Fred Mann noted earlier today that Qatar's condemnation of Israel's actions is more severe than its stance on Iran's blockade of Hormuz. Now, for more on those stories. Starting with the tragic incident in Lebanon, Times of Israel reports that the IDF is investigating the circumstances surrounding the drone attack. This marks the 16th IDF casualty since Operation Roaring Lion began in February. The situation escalates tensions along the northern border. Turning to the UK, Israel Hayom highlights the response from Prime Minister Starmer following a stabbing in a Jewish neighborhood. This incident has heightened security concerns within the Jewish community in London. It underscores the broader threat faced by Jewish communities globally. Meanwhile, I-24 News reports on the potential deployment of U.S. hypersonic missiles in the Middle East. This move signals a significant escalation in military posturing against Iran. It's a clear message of deterrence amidst rising tensions. In earlier reporting from Forward, the fear gripping Iran's Jewish community is palpable. Many face the threat of arrest with their communications monitored. This highlights the dire human rights situation in Iran, affecting not just Jews, but other minority groups as well. On the economic front, first, Israel Hayom Business reports that workers earning over 16,150 shekels a month will see a salary increase due to tax bracket adjustments. Separately, CTEC explains that Israel is facing challenges with fiber-optic UAVs that bypass electronic defenses. This technological hurdle requires a strategic rethink for battlefield protection. And finally, Globes reports that a house in the Gedera K project has been sold for 5.53 million shekels. This reflects ongoing demand in Israel's real estate market. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 12 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.